This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Support for the show comes from Public, the investing platform for those who take it seriously. On Public, you can build a multi-asset portfolio of stocks, bonds, options, crypto, and now generated assets, which allow you to turn any idea into an investable index with AI. It all starts with your prompt, from renewable energy companies with high free cash flow to semiconductor suppliers growing revenue over 20% year over year. You can literally type any prompt and put the AI to work. It screens thousands of stocks, builds a one-of-a-kind index, and lets you backtest it against the S&P 500. Then you can invest in a few clicks. Generated assets are like ETFs with infinite possibilities, completely customizable and based on your thesis, not someone else's. Go to public.com/podcast and earn an uncapped 1% bonus when you transfer your portfolio. That's public.com/podcast. Paid for by Public Investing. Brokerage services by Open to the Public Investing Inc. Member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services by Public Advisors LLC. SEC registered advisor. Generated assets is an interactive analysis tool. Output is for informational purposes only and is not an investment recommendation or advice. Complete disclosures available at public.com/disclosure.
Hello, Malcolm Gladwell here. We're here in New York City with T-Mobile for Business, recording another episode of Revisionist History about how 5G network slicing strengthens trust and connections across worldwide industries.
Slicing can be used for so many different things. We're here with our friends from CNN, from Siemens Energy. The ways that it can be used, frankly, are limitless and are really, really built to think through how can T-Mobile understand the pain points that our customers have, smash those pain points, and help you deliver very specific outcomes.
Insurance may all seem the same on the surface, but having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm. As the leading auto and homeowners insurer in the U.S., State Farm is there, how and where you need them, whether it's in person with a local State Farm agent, on the phone, online, or through their mobile app. Don't take a chance with insurance coverage that may not meet your needs. And don't settle for insurance that may only be halfway there. Stop living on a prayer and get State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Are you looking for entertainment that lifts you up? Then check out Up Faith and Family, the leading streaming service for inspiring, hope-filled shows and movies. This season, stream soul-stirring favorites like Southern Gospel, plus four full seasons of Jesus Calling, and the uplifting new faith series, These Stones. Or settle in with 19 seasons of the beloved family series Heartland, a family favorite ranch drama fans can't get enough of. It's commercial free. Stream anywhere. Get a free trial today. Go to upfaithandfamily.com/iHeart.
This is Lee Habib, and this is Our American Stories, the show where America is the star and the American people. And today we're going to hear from Leon Law in Alaska. Leon is a ranger at Brooks Camp in Katmai National Park and Preserve, and she's here to share a story about Fat Bear Week, the March Madness-style bracket where bears compete to be the Fat Bear Champion.
There's not many places that you can work and say, sorry, I'm late, there was a bear in my way, and that be a completely valid excuse. But that does happen at Brooks Camp to rangers as well as visitors. Katmai National Park and Preserve is comprised of just over 4 million acres or so. It's located in southwest Alaska, and one of the things that we are perhaps best known for is our high concentration of brown bears. Bears are not true hibernators. They actually go through a state called torpor. But here in Katmai, bears enter the den anywhere from late October to early December, and they exit in April or May. But once they enter the den, they don't eat or drink anything, but rely solely off their fat reserves. So essentially, they need to eat an entire year's worth of food in 6 months or less. During this time in the den, they will lose perhaps about a third of their body weight. And even when they exit the den in spring, it's still a lean time for them, so bears will continue to lose weight. So it just speaks to the importance of getting fat, essentially, during the waking hours. So Fat Bear Week began in 2014, and it started simply as Fat Bear Tuesday, a one-day competition held on our social media. And the purpose was to highlight the hard work of the bears and our healthy ecosystem here at Katmai. It became so successful that it has now expanded into Fat Bear Week. So for bears here, fat equals survival and success. A fat bear is a healthy bear. So Fat Bear Week is Katmai's annual celebration of success and survival. So it is essentially a competition. It is a single elimination bracket where bears face off head-to-head in matchups and voters get to choose the ultimate winner. The main bracket consists of 12 different bears, and voters will choose who advances to the next round and ultimately crown the Fat Bear Champion. Unfortunately, our bears aren't really the kind who would cooperate if we tried to put them on the scale. So what we can do is we can only estimate their weight. So a couple of years ago, we did experiment using LIDAR scanning, which is typically used in civil engineering for scanning buildings or similar things. It provides a measurement of volume. And through that, we can kind of get an estimate of weight. So most adult males weigh 600 to 900 pounds in midsummer, and by October, November, large adult males can weigh well over 1,000 pounds. So you'll see huge fluctuations. A good example, for instance, is 747. He was the champion of 2020, and we believe that he is our largest bear known to use Brooks River. He was estimated to weigh 1,400 pounds, so he is a big guy. One of the special things about Katmai is we actually get to see the same bears over and over, and sometimes not just throughout the season, but over the course of several years. And through that, you come to know that each of these bears are individuals. What type of fishing technique they like to use, or where a bear prefers to fish. 480 Otis was last year's Fat Bear Champion, and actually that was his fourth title claim. He is one of our older bears here at Brooks, and he employs a sit and wait kind of method, a method of patience, of letting the fish come to him. And over the course, we get to see bears, not just him, but other bears as well, take in fish after fish. Sometimes we've seen bears eat upwards of 40 fish in a day. 128 Grazer. She is really known for being assertive, and we will often see her fishing in prime spots because of her assertiveness. So 909 was a first-time mom, and she had a spring cub, so first year in their life cub. And 909 had caught a fish and had brought it over the bank to eat, and we saw this little spring cub charge another bear who had gotten too close and was begging for fish. So we get to witness really incredible interactions. And sometimes food is so plentiful, right, that bears are released from some of that competition for resources. So we also get to see bears play with bears occasionally. So what you get to witness at Katmai is pretty remarkable. We have seen so much positive response to Fat Bear Week. We see people incorporating it into classrooms. We see people campaigning for their favorite bear. People have bracket parties at work. And during Fat Bear Week, we also have many live broadcasts on the bear cams, and people will tune into that and have live watch parties as well. So we see how widespread it really has become, hearing from people all over the world as they participate in voting. And last year, we had nearly 800,000 votes cast. So during Fat Bear Week, we are really holding up Katmai, and specifically Brooks Camp in particular, on a pedestal that truly exemplifies the richness of Katmai National Park and the Bristol Bay area of Alaska. Fat Bear Week is a celebration of success.
And a terrific job on the production by Madison. And a special thanks to Leon Law and her work at Katmai National Park and Preserve. This great country, the federal government owns 30% or more of all the lands in this great country. The states own another 10%. But 40% of our country has been preserved by either Congress or state legislatures, and thank goodness for that. We love celebrating the stories of our wildlife in this country. No better story than how Fat Bear Tuesday became Fat Bear Week in Alaska, here on Our American Stories. This is Lee Habib, host of Our American Stories. Every day on this show, we tell stories of history, faith, business, love, loss, and your stories. Send us your story, small or large, to our email, oas@ouramericanstories.com. That's oas@ouramericanstories.com. We'd love to hear them and put them on the air. Our audience loves them too.
Are you looking for entertainment that lifts you up? Then check out Up Faith and Family, the leading streaming service for inspiring, hope-filled shows and movies. This season, stream soul-stirring favorites like Southern Gospel, plus four full seasons of Jesus Calling, and the uplifting new faith series, These Stones. Or settle in with 19 seasons of the beloved family series, Heartland, a family favorite ranch drama fans can't get enough of. It's commercial-free. Stream anywhere. Get a free trial today. Go to upfaithandfamily.com/iHeart.
You ever wonder how far an EV can take you on one charge? Well, most people drive about 40 miles a day, which means you can do all daily stuff no problem. Go to work, grab the kids at school, get the groceries, and still have enough charge to visit your in-laws in the next county. But they don't need to know that. And the best part? You won't have to buy gas at all. The way forward is electric. Explore EVs that fit your life at electricforall.org.
Hey, Donald, you're really flying on that treadmill.
I'm trying to run as fast as T-Mobile 5G home internet, Zach.
Well, you better pick it up, because now T-Mobile has the fastest 5G home internet, according to Ookla Speedtest.
Really? How's this? No!
T-Mobile's faster than that, and it's still just $35 a month. Come on, faster.
Whoa, that's too fast!
You'll be all right, just walk it off.
Get on the fast track. T-Mobile now has the fastest 5G home internet, and it still starts at just $35 a month with autopay and a voice line, plus a 5-year price guarantee.
This is Angela Yee from Way Up with Angela Yee. Y'all, Black Girl Vitamins is completely changing the wellness game for us. You know our bodies don't move the same as we get older, and health becomes even more important. BGV, Black Girl Vitamins, is giving us all the supplements we need to stay healthy. I've seen hundreds of ladies online raving about their tasteless collagen powder that made their joint pain practically disappear. I had to try it myself, and y'all, it is the truth. If your body needs help bouncing back, go ahead and check their products out on blackgirlvitamins.co and get 20% off using code Angela Yee.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.